Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 25. Polokwane 27. And Rustenburg a high of 28 degrees. Anglo-American has rejected the blockbuster takeover bid from Australian rival BHP. Anglo-American released a statement this morning saying the 743 billion rand takeover bid from the Australian mining giant is too low. This is a day after BHP launched its colossal bid, which it said would create the world's biggest listed copper producer. Princess Mohoko reports.
British mining giant Anglo-American says in this morning's statement that its board considered the proposal with its advisors and concluded that the proposal significantly undervalues Anglo-American and its future prospects. BHP is keen to obtain the Anglo's global copper assets that include operations in Chile and Peru. However, the bid hinged on Anglo splitting off its platinum and iron ore holdings in South Africa. Copper is critical to the world's transition to renewable energy because it is vital to technologies like electronic vehicles, solar panels, wind turbines, and energy storage. Princess Mahogo, Jacaranda FM News.
Meanwhile, the copper price has topped $10,000 for the first time in 2 years. The London stock market also reached a record high for the fourth session running as traders track the latest developments. More about this story at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. In Limpopo, the case over the theft of President Cyril Ramaphosa's Phala Phala game farm returns to court. Three accused will return to the Bela Bela Magistrates Court charged with allegedly stealing $580,000 from the farmhouse back in February 2020. The court is expected to get an update today on the application by the National Prosecuting Authority for the extradition of two Namibian nationals in connection with this case. In Johannesburg, Metro Police officials are monitoring a march from the Isandisa building that was destroyed in a fire in August last year.
And from Melrose and Dalvis, they'll head north on Dalvis Street and continue on to Pacific Boulevard until they reach Metro Centre.
JMPD spokesperson Kalani Fechler says members of the Marshalltown Fire Justice Campaign will hand over memorandums at the offices of the Gauteng Premier and the Joburg Mayor. 76 people died in the fire that quickly spread through the dilapidated building. The group demands urgent housing for people in the inner cities across Gauteng. In Burkina Faso, the country's government has suspended the BBC and Voice of America radio networks from broadcasting for 2 weeks. This comes after the radio station's broadcast a report accusing the Burkina Faso army of attacks on civilians. And TikTok parent ByteDance has made it clear it has no intention of selling the hugely popular worldwide video platform. And if it comes to that, it would rather close TikTok in America. This comes after this week's vote in the US Congress, during which a law was passed forcing ByteDance to sell TikTok or get banned. US Congress members and government officials have said TikTok presents a national security threat as long as it is controlled by a connected ByteDance. I'm Khada De Souza, and in your witness, Anglo-American, at BHP, so oorname verwerp.
Bye-bye, thank you, Khada. Okay, it is the 10 o'clock hour, but coming up, we've got the McDonald's Nazo competition. It's chilly, right? And every smart spender could do with a little extra comfort to help you face the cold. So I suggest getting a Nazo chili cheese small meal for just 29 Rand. That's quick math for the smart spender. Plus, you could win up to 5,000 Rand in cash thanks to McDonald's Nazo. To enter, WhatsApp McDonald's to 084-850-0942 and tell me about that one time you got much more than what you expected. McDonald's Nazo, quick maths for the smart spender. T's and C's and details on jacarandafm.com.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Dance with me under the dime.